So I went to the east side, the Colfax, and I was driving down on the east side, and God said, you need to go to Commerce City. That's where the gangs are. So I went. I went to the park where I've been going to because the gangs have been hanging out. It's an old park, but it's a big park. And there's usually two, three gangs in that area, but they don't crowd themselves. But when I got there, they were in each other's faces. Like, something's happening here. Like, God says, okay, you got to drive up on the grass. And I'm like, I can't drive up on the grass. I'm going to ruin this pretty long. Because the guy that takes care of that grass, that park, he does a great job. God says, drive up on the grass. No, like, you got to get over there. And they were about to start fighting, maybe even shooting at each other. But I drove up on the grass. And the one gang that I knew goes, oh, man, there's Sonny. So I pulled up between him, and he comes over, and he goes, and his name is Marty. He goes, Sonny, you got to get away from here, man. We're about to take over this whole park. We're going to shoot these guys. And I said, hey, before you guys start shooting anybody, let's eat breakfast. And they're like, Sonny, you don't understand. And then here comes the other two leaders. And they said, who do you think you are driving up here in this park like that, in the grass? And who do you, what do you want? You want to get your truck all shot up? I said, well, before you guys shoot my truck and shoot me, let's have breakfast. You drove all the way up here just to tell us you let's eat breakfast. You drove up on the grass and cut everybody off. I said, I didn't cut nobody off. I'm the delivery guy. Oh, yeah. You deliver burritos? What are you delivering? I said, Jesus Christ, man. He goes, oh, you're Sonny. I said, I'm Sonny. He goes, you're the one that tells people about Jesus Christ and gangs and everybody. I heard about you. I said, yeah, man. He goes, so you bring breakfast and you tell us about Jesus, and what else do you do? I said, well, we feed families, man. Like, I'm just the messenger. I'm the delivery boy. I said, this guy named Blue Mustang, that's his ministry, is to feed people, families, over by the ghetto. And he goes, so now you're feeding us? I go, yeah, burritos. And they're spicy, man, just so you know. Your stomachs won't be the same, but they're delicious. You gotta have some. I said, before you guys start shooting at each other, let's just have breakfast. He goes, who do you think you are? I said, I'm Sonny. I'm doing what God says, man. He goes, so the other gang members opened my back doors and start pulling out the boxes with the burritos. Like, they know the routine. And the other two gangs are like, you got enough for all of us? I go, yeah, man. I got enough. I said, help yourself. All of them are the same. They're pretty spicy, though, so be careful. And they're like, they're not spicy, man. Like, but when I pulled up, let me back up a little bit. When I pulled up in between all of them, and they had pistols, some had shotguns, all of a sudden they just started putting everything away.
Do you need change?
There you go.
Are you sure?
No.
All right, well, thank you. All right, good to see you guys.
Thank you. Can I have a box?
Yeah,
okay. Thanks. And so I was like, that prayer, Blue Mustang, has been answered ever since he said that. They put their weapons away. They put their weapons even in front of their enemies. When they're facing each other, like, they don't normally do that. Like, if you're facing one gang to another, they don't put weapons away. They're like, they're trying to protect themselves. But these guys are just keep putting all their weapons away, and they're like, okay, man, what do you got to eat? So started eating, and those guys said, like, what else do you want to tell us, man? I said, well, let me read John 3:16 to you, man. He goes, I heard that verse. You have anything else? You have any other verse in the Bible? I said, yeah, man. Let me read Jeremiah 29:11 to you, man. So I told them about their plans. I was like, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. So when he says that, He knows what he wants for you, but you're going to have to accept it. One of the gang leaders that I didn't know his name, I didn't know who he was, but he kind of pushed me against my truck. And all I heard was this roar, like a bunch of hot rods coming. It was Lorenzo, showed up. All these Mustangs started coming in. And then Marty goes, "Oh, dude, that's Lorenzo. Those are the Latinos, man. You show respect to those guys because those guys will take you out. Like, don't mouth off to Lorenzo, man. He's going to come in here." Here's Lorenzo, drove all his Mustangs. Drove all the Mustangs up on the grass by my truck. Surrounded my truck. I'm like, "Hey, Lorenzo." He goes, Are they threatening you, man, or something?" Like, "No, man, they're not threatening me. I'm feeding them breakfast." He goes, "Just so you guys know, this is Sonny."
"I just want to forget what I..."
"Hey, thank you."
Damn.
He says, "This is Sonny, man. I don't want you guys hurting him. You guys don't touch him. Don't push him around, nothing." And I said, "Lorenzo, are you guys hungry?" He goes, "Yeah, man." I said, "I have plenty of burritos, man. Help yourself." And then the gang leader that I didn't know, he comes up and he says, "So you're the Latinos. Where are you guys from?" "To San Jose." He says, "My job is to weed out all the bad gangs around here." "What do you mean weed out?" He goes, "You act disrespectful to Sonny, you're gonna have to leave. Or I take all your cars and sell them." "Oh, okay. I guess we're gonna have to leave." Goes, "Okay, see ya." So that gang I didn't even know, which I'm gonna see them today. They left. They took burritos, but they left. So I walked with them towards their cars and I said, "Hey, man, it was nice meeting you, man, but Jesus loves you guys. Let me pray for you guys before you leave." And they're like, "Okay, man, go ahead." So I prayed with them. They got in their cars and they left. And so I went back up there. Lorenzo was telling the other guys, "If you guys ever lay hands on Sonny again, you're gonna have to deal with me." And they're like, "No, man, we're not touching Sonny, man. We're leaving him alone." Like, he brought his breakfast, man. He's cool. He's like, "Okay." So they were eating. Here comes the guy that takes care of the ground. Like, "You're not supposed to park on the grass." And he said, "All right, man. This man's life was in danger. That's why we're here to protect him. We'll get our cars off as soon as we're done eating breakfast." He goes, "Okay, thanks a lot, man." And then I said, "You want breakfast?" He goes, "Yeah." So he grabbed a couple burritos, got in his little cart, and took off. That was the bravest I've ever seen him. Because usually when the gangs show up, that guy leaves. Like, he's like... And so after he left, Lorenzo goes, "Hey, Sonny, we got rid of one of the mafias, man." I said, "You got rid of one of the mafias here in Denver?" He goes, "Yeah, man." He goes, "They were shooting up this town. I don't appreciate that." He, like, takes over the whole town. Like, all the gangs know him except for the new ones. They don't know him. I said, "How did you get rid of him?" He goes, "I gave him some options, man. Either you guys leave this city, I'll sell your cars, and you guys go to the morgue. But we're not against violence. We're not violent. But if you're going to keep doing what you're doing in this city, we're going to take over." And they said, "Well, who are you?" "Lorenzo. We're the Latinos from San Jose." "Okay, thanks, man. We're leaving. We're going back to Texas. Bye." And they left. I didn't even get to meet those guys. Like, they're scared of him. But he's got that reputation in Denver where he He's like a Robin Hood, but he's a gangster. Like, he's really cool. And before Lorenzo left, he says, "You guys listen about what he has to say about Jesus Christ, man. There's a lot of good things about that." So they go in their Mustangs really slow because they don't want to tear up the grass. So they went to where the handicap part is because there's a, you know, no side, no curb there. So they left. And then the other guy said, "Is it true that when you ask for forgiveness, God forgives you, like all your sins? Because I got a lot of sins, man." I said, "Yeah, he'll forgive you. But I mean, you got to ask for forgiveness first. And then ask him to come in your heart, man. He'll transform your hearts." I said, "You know, Father's Day's coming up, man. Wouldn't it be nice for you guys to go home to your family? Go see your parents?" I said, I got Father's Day cards for you guys to give to your dads." So I started passing them out, and they started a lot of the boys started crying. Like, "You don't know how my dad treated me, man. That's why I ran away." And I said, "I know." I said, "Let me tell you what they did with Jesus Christ. They used to beat him. They beat him up." I said, "They used leather straps that had like glass and metal and stuff. Every time they whipped him, stuff was flying off of him. Even though he was getting whipped to pieces, he was still forgiving those that were whipping him. He was forgiving them as they were hitting him." I said, "So," and then he carried the cross all the way up to Calvary, man. Like, he carried it. He was all bloody, man. But every blood he shed was for us. Yeah, he died, man, but he rose again. So that way he's a spirit, man. I mean, now he can come in our hearts. He goes, "How do I forgive my dad?" I said, "Ask God to help you, and he'll help you to forgive your dad." I said, "Why don't you call him and say, 'Hey, Dad, I forgive you for everything you've done, but will you forgive me for the way I've acted?'" So that leader walked away and did that. And the other ones are like, "He's actually calling his dad. Like, dang, I'm going to call him too." So then they start calling their own dads, all of them, both gangs, even Marty's gang. And I'm like, so then they all came back and it's like, "Sonny, what else do you got to eat?" So I start putting out granola bars and Snicker bars and all kinds of stuff and chips, and they're like, salsa, and I started laying all this stuff out, and they're like, "My mom and dad are coming to pick me up, man. I'm going home." Now there's two gangs. One of them had 24 and the other one was 29. All of these cars just started showing up. I'm like, "All of you called your parents?" And they said, "Yeah, man." And nobody left unless they gave their heart to Jesus. And I said, "Hey, you want to give your heart to Jesus Christ?" He goes, "Yeah." So then I got him back in my truck. I said, "Those of you that want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, come over here." All the gangs showed up with all their families. It's like, "I'm ready, man. I want to go home." I said, "Your family members that don't know Jesus, you want to give your hearts to him right now? Today's the day of salvation, because tomorrow's never promised, not even for me." And they're like, "Yeah, man, I'm ready. If my son was just willing to give his heart to God, like, we need him in our home." I can't tell you how many gave their hearts to the Lord. But 29 and 24, like, you and all their family showed up.
Mm-hmm.
But Marty's dad came and he's like, "Please forgive me, son. I'm sorry for the way I was." He hadn't seen his dad for 7 years. He just cried and cried and cried. And they were like, "I'm sorry, Dad. I messed up." He goes, "No, let's start fresh today." So the dad was, the reason he left the home is because his dad was an alcoholic. But he hadn't drank since his son left. He's like, "I still feel empty inside because you're not there with us, but I don't have Jesus either, man." So he goes, "Dad, Let's just start fresh. Sonny said that if we ask for forgiveness, God forgives us and he forgets all our sins. Like, he doesn't put it up in our face again. So let's just start fresh. And it's so much fun. That's two more games that they gave in their hearts to God just last Saturday. I went and talked to them the other day, and they're all doing amazing. Like, they're starting to get their GEDs done online. It just seems like God is just moving with those gang members, no matter what. That was just awesome.
That should end that one?